Thank you. casaca, a cada paya loca, errata ya, a cada paya loca, erruata, empatiata, en que se levanta, raquetetetete, te gusta, cada paya acá, en la cada paya, erratete, la copaya, empatata, empatata, empatuate, allá está la bala, en la dosa que, a cada paya, erruatete, patele, a la cada yata, a la paya, en la cada yata, erratayata, empatua, en que te, allá sosé que te, a su presencia, a la todo con la casa, empatuata, empatuata, empatuate, a cada paya,
you are my people, you are you. Now, before we continue singing this song, I want you to sing it as the song of the Spirit. What did I say? I have shared the background of this song. On a good day, it's not the song that I would like to record. But the more I sing it, the more I sense the power of God in the song. And today I believe I got a strong confirmation. I told you that it was like a vision. In the vision, I saw Terry McCammon singing it like a worship song. And I was backing up for him. And as he kept singing the song, I began to sing ad-libs of the song. And the more I sang it, the more the song grew. Say, the song grew. You see, there are some songs that grow on you. There are some songs that hit you at first. But those songs that grow over time are powerful. Because they grow gently. So as we sang the song in the Spirit, there was such a move of the Spirit. Amen. In the atmosphere, like church atmosphere, like our church atmosphere. Then I woke up. This was about 2 or 3 days before the challenge. And then we came here to the studio and practiced with the team. Okay? We practiced it. We caught on it. But I'm still... okay. But the more I'm singing it, the more the revelation just evolves. I remember that I said that when I get a song supernaturally, by inspiration of the Spirit, I always want to find somewhere in the Word that validates or verifies the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He ultimately guides us to all truth. And Jesus is the truth. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. So, I said, Lord, you are you. Even grammatically, you are you. But I remembered instantly where God said to Moses. Moses said, who do I say has sent me? He said, tell them, I am that I am. And we sang this song, I think, into Saturday, right? And today, I'm listening to my father in the Lord, Pastor Adeboye, preach. He mentioned his core scripture, and the very next thing he began to declare was the revelation of this song. I am that I am. There and then I knew that there's something about this song, and it's the sound of the season. It's the sound of the season. The same way God sends us word of the season called Rhema word. Amen. So I believe this is a big song to sing in this challenge. Alright? So when you declare you are you, remember, I am that I am means I will be anything that you need. Amen. Hallelujah. Say you are you. You are who you say you are. Amen. Then there's a small verse again. Put that up again. You know, the more I sing it, the more faith grows. We might as well just record it. He says, you are the I am that I am. Okay, because that's the revelation behind it. Say, you are the I am that I am. What you say is what you do. Then, you are the same yesterday, same today and forevermore. Then you are you. Amen. Alright. Tim, do you get that? When I say you are the I am that I am, you sing the second verse. Are you ready? Say, you are you. You are you. Louder! About who he is. One of the major things that he is that he is good. He does not just do good, he is good and doeth good. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for day one. Thank you for day two. Thank you for day three. Day four. Day five, day six, day seven, in advance, thank you. Please open your mouth and declare his goodness. He also upholds all things by what? The word of his mouth. Amen. And where the word of the king is, there is what? Power. I finished from service. today, counseled a few people, then rushed off to the site to make sure that we are ready. And by the way, at some point after we have danced and prayed, we will give more information. It's important that I do that on the platform so that those watching and preparing to come would prepare adequately. Amen. So every night I like to sleep, you know, rest my physical body. And I do that with maybe the Bible playing or the Word. And then sometimes I speak in tongues first or worship God, then sleep, or sleep, wake up and prepare, just edify myself. Hallelujah. Because when we speak in tongues, we are edified. Say edified. So I finished and I had my bath. And then I was about to leave the house and I heard this word, Miroslav. Say Miroslav. Miroslav is is a name from like the Soviet Union, all of the Czech and all of that. And many times over the years, I've seen that God gives me messages through names. Amen. His names. So I sing a lot about the names of God. If you observe from my songs, I sing the names of God, because one of the ways that He reveals Himself is through His names. Amen. And then I get to hear names, and I Google the names or find the meaning of the names, and herein lies the meaning of what He wants to say to me or the message He's trying to share. So I search, and it says it's a boy child. Amen. It means peaceful glory. Peaceful glory. Say peaceful glory. Somebody get ready for a season of glory. One of the words that we had for Hallelujah challenge is that the next 7 years, the new cycle is a season of glory. And a prophet came to me and said, prepare for the realm of glory. Amen. You know, there is a realm where you minister by the anointing. And I've shared that before, even before the man of God told me. You minister by the anointing. First, you minister by your gift. Amen. So, that's the base. So, people can be gifted, bad character, they are living anyhow, but they are ministering and you are still blessed. But it's a dangerous place to be. Now, you can minister by the anointing. Amen. In other words, you wait on the Lord, you pray, and then He endues you with power. But there's a third dimension where you minister in the glory. Amen. That's Jesus ministering through you. But that place is the place of death. Death to self. Hallelujah. Get ready for a season of glory. Say, I will manifest the glory of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that word also means that tonight God is going to give people male children. I didn't hear your amen. It doesn't mean you won't have female children, but that's a sign for tonight. Amen. But let me explain what we're going to do today, which is dressing like your miracle. Say it's just faith. Say it's faith. That is the principle. You know, people who don't understand think that we are crazy, but you see, we are believers. Say we are believers. And as believers, we believe. The Bible says, we believe and therefore we speak. So when you believe, you speak. Your faith cycle is not complete until you speak. Amen. Say, we believe, and therefore, we speak. Amen. So, when we dress like a miracle, we are uttering speakings. We are speaking, we are calling those things that are not as though they were. Romans 4:17, let's read it. We will dance, and now we're about to act a miracle. We'll play some videos to build your faith, and then we'll go into a time of praise, rejoicing, singing. The Bible says, He says, sing, O what, barren. Well, let's read Romans 4:17. One to go. And as it is written, I have made thee a father. Now, when God spoke this thing to Abraham, he had no child. Say, the language of God is faith. Say, faith is the language of God. God will tell the children of Israel, go and possess the land, for I have given it to you. They've not even gotten to the land, for I have given it to you. Amen. That's the language of the believer. Say, faith is the language of God. He says, before him whom he what? Believed. Even God, who quickeneth the dead, and does what? Collect those things which be not. Who calls those things? God. Say, faith is the language of God. And you and I are what? Made in his image. Amen. That's why as believers, you don't just talk anyhow. When men say there's what? You will say what? So tonight as we dance, you don't have a child, you are going to declare it through your words and your dance. You are going to act it. Amen. I'm just sharing this. I'm not preaching, but I'm giving a context. John 2. Are you ready? After this, go to verse 3. You will dance like your miracle. Okay, let's read. One to go. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said to the servant, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. And there were set there what? 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water. What were they looking for? Wine. What did he tell them to fill? Water. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Say, faith is the language of heaven. Is the language of God. And they did what? And they filled them up to the brim. Continue. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk. Hallelujah. Tonight, your water shall be turned to wine. What is water in the word of God? The washing of the water of the word. The word of God is the promise of God in your life. Whatever he has promised you that you are speaking and dancing today, it shall be turned to wine. The word shall be made flesh. I said tonight, your water has become wine. Say, my water has become wine. What does it mean? The promise of God concerning you has manifested. The word has become flesh. Are you ready? Acts 16 verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas. Thank God we have a Silas in the house. And he's acting his miracle. Prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. Everyone's bands were loosed. Tonight we are going to sing songs of testimony, of prophecy, and we are dancing in the carpet. Can we play the video quickly? Can we dim the lights? Just go off. Let's play the videos to build your faith. We are playing some of the videos of people who acted their miracle. Why is it looking blow good?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's someone acting a miracle. Hallelujah. So when you see, say from water. This is water. To wine. Say from water to wine. Tonight is a night of from water to wine. This is somebody climbing a podium for our graduation. This is our water and this is our wine. And wine is sweet, Abby. Hallelujah. Say from water to wine. Now this is her water here. This is her water here. This is her wine. Her sweet wine. This is what? Her water. This is water. Thank you. This is her wine. Say from water to wine. Be flat. This is her water. Look at rubber band on her hand. Her water to wine. From grace to grace. Hey. This is her what? Our water to wine. Put your hands together. This is someone's water here. This is our wine. This is our wine. We can go on and on. This is another water here. This is our wine. Yes, and she's carrying a wine. Hey! 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 Tonight is a night of water to wine. Say from water to wine. From glory to glory. From faith to faith. From grace to grace. Everybody enter the carpet. Carry your water. Carry your water. Come and join me. Sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has come to me. Come and join me. Sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Join me. limit. Every other hallelujah challenge, I have read my miracle. I have not read it. This is your year. Thank you. First day, we did not ask God for anything. Remember, so don't feel guilty. You know, there's a pseudo Christianity going on, and I believe that there are priorities in our faith. We don't serve God because of things. All right, we seek Him. Say we seek His face, and then He shows His hand. But the same God, there is a time where He says, ask that your joy what? There are some people who feel that, you know, when you're asking God for things, that you are not a serious Christian, you are not deep. They are the ones that are not deep. because you don't, you know, honor the entire counsel of God. There is a balance to this thing. Say there is a balance. God delights in just balance. It is the Father's pleasure to give us what? The kingdom. When it's time to ask, ask. Don't let anybody guilt trip you. Those people who claim to be deep, behind the scenes, they're asking for Baba Bear. Amen. But you know, we don't seek him for things. You remember, we seek first the kingdom and all these things are added. Amen. Tonight you're going to declare, thank you because you've perfected all that concerns me. Don't say, God perfect. Say, thank you because you have. Psalm 138 verse 8. Let's pray that. Say, Father, thank you because you have perfected all that concerns me. Open your mouth and give thanks. Don't ask him to perfect it. Thank him because he has perfected it. Thank you because you have perfected all that concerns me. You did that 2,000 years ago on the cross. Tonight we just rejoice in your presence. That voice of thanksgiving is weak. Thank you because you have perfected all that concerns your people around the world. Thank you for male children. Thank you for businesses. Thank you for new levels of glory. Thank you for new anointings. Thank you for properties. Thank you for new jobs. Thank you for healings. Ah, I saw healings tonight. People are being healed already. I release the healing stream on this live stream. I declare healings, diverse healings right now. That tumor has disappeared. That cancer has disappeared. Oh, that brain hemorrhage is being healed right now. Thank you for perfecting health. Thank you. Thank you for kingdom marriages. In Jesus' mighty name. By the grace of God, remember the prophetic word that we release on kingdom marriages. What were we seeing, or what are we seeing? Are we seeing them or not? See, I have some other news I can't release that will just release more grace. People who've been praying and waiting for. Let me say it again. This is the year of kingdom marriages. Why kingdom marriages? God is making a statement to the world. He's speaking to Jesus and the church. Marriage is the prophetic token representing Christ and the church. It's pointing to the what? Marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what it is. It's not just about getting married. If it were about that, then it's just, you know, doesn't mean much. But there's a greater purpose. Can I prophesy kingdom marriages? In the name of Jesus. Now, next we're going to ask God in thanksgiving, thank you for rest all around. Did you see the post I shared on the scripture? God confirming his word. Can we declare from Joshua 21:44, rest all round. Say, Father, I thank you for rest all round. Thank you for all round rest. This seventh year of Hallelujah Challenge has become a sign, a landmark for my rest all round. Open your mouth and thank God. Thank you for giving your people rest on all sides. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to call your name before God. Deuteronomy 34:19. I beg your pardon. Deuteronomy 33:18. We've received a word on rejoicing and salvation. Psalm 118:15, that the voice of what? Rejoicing and salvation shall be heard in the tabernacles of the righteous. Amen. Now you're going to put your name in this scripture. He says, and of Zebulun. Wait, he said, rejoice. Zebulun in thy going out, and Issachar in thy tents. So you're going to put your name there in my going out and in my tents. You are before the presence of God. Make mention of your name. Do you know what they do in the demonic? When they go to cast a spell on people, throw incantations and machinations on people, they call their names before idols and they begin to invoke spirits. This is the greatest altar of all. The altar of Calvary. The cross of Jesus. Every other altar is a counterfeit. This altar swallows every altar. You're going to make mention of your name. Let me give you an example. Of Nathaniel Basti, he said, rejoice, Nathaniel, in thy going out and in thy tent. Are you ready? Are you ready? Want to go? Of Nathaniel Basti, he said, rejoice, Nathaniel, in your going out and in your coming in. Open your mouth and make that a prayer. Of Nathaniel Basti, he said, rejoice in your going out and your coming in. Release your name in his presence. Release your name, the name of your business, the name of your ministry. Of Nathaniel Basti, he said, rejoice. My God, my God, my God. Oh, there's anointing here. Oh, the anointing is here. Of Nigeria, he said, rejoice. Of Nigeria, he said, rejoice. Of Sarah Basti, he said, rejoice. Of David Basti, he said, rejoice. On Zoe Basti, he said, rejoice. Of the Oasis, he said, rejoice. Of the Love Song, he said, rejoice. Of Hallelujah Challenge, he said, rejoice. You better mention your name. As you call your name, it shall resound in the hearts of people. Say, Father, as I make mention of my name, may my name resound in places that matter. One more time, declare this. Say, of Nathaniel Basti, he said, rejoice. Rejoice in your going out. Woo! Lift your hands and thank him. Can we pray for our children quickly? Say, of our children, he said, rejoice. Open your mouth and bless our children. We cover our children in the blood. In this new school week, we cover them. They shall rejoice and be glad. This is the week that the Lord has made. They shall rejoice and be glad in it. We cover all our children. We make mention of them in the presence of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, this is the week that the Lord has made. Job said, have you commanded your morning since the day spring began? Can we lay the infrastructure for this week? Can we condition this week with the word of God? The walls were made by what? The words of his mouth. Can you open your mouth? He says, open your mouth wide and I will watch it. Say, this is the week that the Lord has made. The Lord made it. No one else made it. Therefore, I shall rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad. Say, Nathaniel Bassett, rejoice this week. Open your mouth and pray. Rejoice. Hallelujah, challenge. Rejoice and be glad in it. We enter this week rejoicing. We lay foundations of rejoicing. We lay infrastructure of rejoicing. We step into the week rejoicing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Very quickly, don't go off. We're going to release more tickets tonight. More tickets. And by the way, join me live on Instagram later today for Come and See. Come and See is our testimony session, and where we take live testimonies. And on that session, I'm going to be giving out 50 VIP tickets for those who would like to come into the hall. And something has been ministering to me. Somebody sent me a mail. It was interesting. The person said, this carpet that you people change, the other one. He said, I don't mind if you give it to me. And I feel like that after this challenge, when we go for the festival, I'm going to bless somebody with this one. You can imagine somebody having this in your house. Do you know the prayer that is in this room? The dance in this room. So I'm going to take it when we are done at the festival. As I'm led, as the wind of God blows me, I'm going to give someone this Hallelujah Challenge Perfected Praise. You have it in your business, place, or your distance. So you better pray and come. I should give you people. No. What was I saying before? Carpet distracted me. Life. So join us at 7. No. 6. 6 p.m. for Come and See. Amen. But there are a very special group of people. Or there is a special group of people out there. Do you see the joy we exude? David said, I will take the cup of salvation and I will call upon your name. This is joy that comes from knowing Jesus. It has nothing to do with how much we have in the bank. David said, thou has given me joy much more than they whose corn has increased. This is joy unspeakable and full of glory. It's not dependent on how much the dollar is, the economy is, or what's happening. It's a joy produced by the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. You can only have this if you have Jesus. Jesus is the greatest gift. Jesus changed my life. I was a young man. Promising young man with gifts. But when I came into Jesus, my life had meaning. Somebody's life is about to have a meaning. But all you need to do is to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that he died and he rose again, and that he's the Son of God, you will be saved. Simple. I want hundreds and thousands of people around the world, in your homes, please raise your hands. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you died, on the third day rose again, and right now seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge my need for a Savior. I cannot save myself. Save me, wash me in your blood, and fill me with the Holy Spirit. Forgive my sins. Break the power of sin. I confess you, Jesus, the Messiah, as my Lord and my Savior. I declare I am born again. My sins are forgiven in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you for everyone who has said that prayer. We declare them saved to the uttermost in Jesus' mighty name. Can we put our hands together for our new brothers and sisters? Welcome to the greatest family of all, the family of God. You can put God on your name now. Amen. We are called by His name. Please fill this form. It's important you fill the form. Okay, get the barcode. Alright. Or click the link. Please fill the form. We have a dedicated team. Okay, all they do is reach out to you, send you a Bible, send you a pamphlet. Then we organize a Zoom class to help you establish in the faith. You need to do this, please. Please help us fill this form. Now the next thing is to receive, you know, offerings. You know, you want to be a blessing. If I were you, I would give a 7-year, you know, sacrifice of thanks to God. Do you know that when we started Hallelujah Challenge, the early time, when the attacks were so much, you know, because it was new. I'm like, Lord, I didn't do this, you know, and people were attacking, and you know all the people who were attacking us. At some point, I'm like, is it worth it? But the grace of God, He strengthened me with might. Imagine the life that have been changed. By the way, if you have not watched the Hallelujah Challenge story on YouTube, you are missing out. Go and watch it. It's a faith booster. There's something you will do to your faith. But God kept us. And here we are 7 years down the line. And we are a blessing to the nations of the earth. Paul says, if I minister to you what? My spiritual gift. Shouldn't you minister back in your carnal gift? This is a good sign. I encourage you to give. We do so much with your money. In fact, I went to look at the venue. We went and we saw shanties. And I told the team they must feed 1,000 people. So we are feeding 1,000 people tomorrow, right? Yes. Because we had to clear the point. Please come, Abraham. To use as a parking. And there's information on parking. Quickly, come now. Amen. So give, click the link. The barcode, you know, your money is well spent by the grace of God. So it's costing us a lot for the festival, massive work going on. We bless these young people, we bless our ministers, we indulge, so we get involved in what CSRs. We pay school fees, we paid for a number of children, hospital bills, and we even help with, you know, road construction. You know, where we find that there's a need, we contribute to that. Okay? So give. This is good ground. Amen. So, Abraham is going to give some information on packing. Now, we prefer that you don't come with your car. Come with an Uber, you know. Get a pool. Come with your friends. Your driver can drop you off, then come back for you. But we are making arrangements for packing. But if it's possible, if you have to come, if you really have to drive, please hear this information.
Yes, good morning, everyone. So, first of all, we've made preparations for parking behind the hall. It will also be a drop-off zone for people coming in taxis. It's a 2-minute walk from the hall itself, so it's not really far, so don't be scared. Anyone that wants to come to this car park has to access it via Marwa bus stop. So you're coming via the express, coming via Marwa bus stop. Yes, and we have policemen. We have policemen to guide you and also keep you safe. Law enforcement agencies will be there as well. If you don't know where Marwa bus stop is, on the express, once you see a Pinnacle filling station, turn right. That's where it is. Pinnacle filling station. Turn right, go straight down. There'll be signs as well to guide you to the car park. Also, for your safety and ease of operation, we urge you not to park on the road. We understand that a lot of people might say that, oh, the car park, I don't really trust it. I want to park on the road so I can just leave when I want to. Trust me, the car park, the space we've gotten for the car park can take as much cars as possible. And you can leave at any time you want without any hassles. So please, if you park on the road, there'll be law enforcement agencies to tow your vehicle. And I'm sure that's not...
If you park, your car becomes a seat. Amen.
So please, last but not the least, please do not respond to anyone wearing a reflective jacket. Every of our guys, all the volunteers, will be having branded T-shirts on. If you don't see anybody with a brand T-shirt, I tell you, ah, man, pack it. they are not the will of God. So let's it's not the will of God. So we just advise you, all our guys, the team is quite large. So wherever you see wearing a t-shirt, bearing the Hallelujah Challenge, you'll see it will be everywhere, to be quite honest. And be rest assured of your safety. I know the Bible says, my pastor usually advises us that the horse is prepared for battle, but safety is of the Lord, but the horse must be prepared for battle. So I think the horse is adequately prepared.
Yeah. Amen. The quote your pastor there. Amen. Amen. Put your hands together for Abraham. Hallelujah. Okay, now there are two or three overflows. Three. In Jesus' name, three. The tickets we are getting are for the overflows. So there's an overflow right in front of the hall. There's one beside it and another one on the other hand. So the ticket you are getting tonight is for the overflow. But the same anointing inside is the same one outside. In fact, the overflowing anointing is stronger. It's overflowing. Amen. So please don't get the overflowing, the overflow ticket and insist on getting to the main hall. Amen. All right. Tickets released tonight. Important. Go to right places. Okay. So, we're going to release the ticket now. We want to say thank you to all our partners, supporters. There are people who give us the devices for this Hallelujah Challenge every year. MDB Luxury does that. iFix, you know, Internet. Simon Cooper, our legal partner. Carol Films, Evently, Decoration, Food, Logic. They will be helping us with food that day. Glitz and Le Madison. They gave their halls for free. Please celebrate these people for us. Our financial partners, Premium Trust Bank, Zenith Bank, Flutterwave, Instagram, Facebook, Mixlr, YouTube. Now, we believe in giving thanks. If there was no Instagram, I wouldn't be doing this. And, I'm sure they don't know we are doing this, but we thank them for giving us knowledge. You know, God gave us, you know, the knowledge of witty invention through these people. So we celebrate them. Amen. So remember, come and see is today at 6 p.m. I'll be giving out 50 tickets. Now, and remember that we will clean up this carpet, you know. No, it's not for you. It's better to give than to receive. So we will give it to someone there, a family or a business, as a point of contact, as a 7th-year gift. Amen. Especially for those who will come early. I'll look out for those who will come early. Father, we thank you for tonight. Say, we declare that our water has turned into wine. That is your Rhema word for day 5. Go and print it, speak it, wear it, design it. In fact, somebody should make a t-shirt for me for it. Water to wine. My water has turned to wine. Post it, hashtag it. Let's make it trend. Water to wine. My water has turned to wine. We blow, we steal this service with the sound of the trumpet in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Say water to wine. He has turned our water into wine. Filling the gap. Amen. Team, let's thank God.